And right now we're talking about how the sharing of skills and ideas is a great way to give back and get involved in the arts community. And we've got the perfect event to get you started. Next Sunday, Hiccup and 107 Objects are collaborating to bring you a sustainability festival, which is a full day of workshops, music and sustainable art, bringing together art and passion for sustainability. So I'm joined now by Izzy from Hiccup and Claire from 107 Objects to give us a little bit more info about what we can expect from Sustainability Festival. Good morning, guys.
Howdy.
Hey.
So I thought a good place to start might be if you both give us a little bit of background to your individual kind of collectives that you work for.
Yeah, absolutely. So Hiccup is a climate art collective, and what we do is we partner art and music with a purpose around climate activism. So we look at different things we can do to engage in climate issues that doesn't make you feel kind of hopeless or despondent. So we work with musicians who are either making work around climate or really passionate about climate, or artists that are kind of working in that space, and we bring that together to act as a form of soft knowledge sharing about making work or listening to things about climate. But then we also have some more hard activism in that all of our events raise money for green organizations doing really impactful work on the front line. So for this event, we're really excited because we're going to be presenting a series of workshops we've curated, which touch on a variety of different points of climate issues.
Awesome. Yeah. And then you, Claire?
Yeah. So Objects is like a small branch of 107 Projects based in Redfern. And it's really just about connecting local creators with buyers and like producing new economies that support sustainable crafts, artisanal design and studio-based practices, kind of like, I guess, in the context of the commercialization of Sydney. And we're super excited to be partnering with Hiccup. And like this particular art market, we're really focusing on like sustainable practices. So people who are working with like upcycled and recycled materials and like thinking a lot about kind of climate change. Yeah,
it's been really amazing to collaborate on this. And I just think it goes to show that multidisciplinary action is, you know, what's needed. And then, you know, teaming up and collaborating on this event has been so uplifting. And it's been great to kind of bring this community together for the event next weekend.
Totally.
How did your collaboration come about?
Yeah.
Just as it always does, just through chatting.
Friends.
Just
friends the best like, way.
Hey, like yeah. You're doing this thing, like we're doing this thing, like why don't we
support
combine forces yeah. and team up and like bring it together, you
totally.
Know?
Yeah. And I definitely think like over the summer, like a lot of people and creatives have been thinking a lot about the climate, and it's like kind of really, I think, put us all together.
Absolutely. I think that, I mean, the bushfire catastrophe has been absolutely devastating, but it's been so amazing to see how artists have responded to it. I mean, there's been hundreds of events that have been fundraisers to raise money for communities who've been impacted by the fires. And I just think it goes to show that community is so strong and that we all are so passionate in making change.
Totally.
Totally. So one thing that I like about this event, and we spoke about Hiccup's last event, your first event, on the show a few months ago, which was a bit more kind of like just music and art oriented. But as
yeah.
you mentioned, this has gone kind of in the direction of workshops, which I think is really interesting. So what kind of inspired you to make that kind of change curatorially?
Yeah. So when we first started the project, we always plan to have workshops as part of what Hiccup is. You know, we want people to come down, see some art, have a boogie, but we also want to equip people with practical, tangible, useful knowledge. So we're really excited to now be able to present this series of workshops. So as I just mentioned, it touches on a variety of different things. So one of our first workshops is a climate psychology workshop, which is run by Brenda Dobia, and she's a climate psychologist. So this is kind of looking at how to think about climate anxiety. I mean, I know that I personally have a lot of climate anxiety, which is what kind of positioned me to start making Hiccup with my co-founder Sam, and she's going to be talking about why we experience climate anxiety and then also provide useful tips that you can do to help manage that. And then we also have another workshop from an energy specialist who's going to teach renters how to greenify your home.
I'm really interested in that
yeah.
as a renter, because I think it's like a really, it's very easy to get stuck because you're never really aware of your rights or like how much you can do and change. So I'm interested in as to why like you kind of chose to focus, emanate that kind of skill through workshops, if that makes sense.
Of course. Yeah. Well, as a renter, I can't make any changes to my house. You know, it's like I can't put on solar panels. I can't put on double glazed window. Like
I can't even paint the walls. I can't do anything.
Mm. And the thing is that, you know, a lot of renters are living in old houses that have gaps that aren't fit for our changing climate. So it's like, okay, cool. We've got this great energy specialist, Tom Hume, who's coming in and he's going to show us, okay, go to Bunnings, spend $20, get this filler, fill this. Like, this is how you, like, hack, you know, get this PVC thing and put this over your pipes. Not only are you reducing your carbon footprint, your emissions, but you're also going to be saving money because you're reducing your energy output.
It's insane.
yeah, it's great. And then our final workshop is a screen printing workshop because fast fashion and fashion industry is one of the largest producers of carbon. And so we're looking at how to upcycle different things through screen printing. So he's a local artist. He has his own fashion brand that he screen prints everything on. So we encourage people to bring some old shirts, bring some old textiles. We've got some great designs that he's designed and have some screen printing fun, you know, bit of a craft noon.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And Claire, you've kind of been responsible or alongside a team with curating the art market side of the event. And you mentioned before you were looking for kind of sustainable practices. Yeah. What else kind of inspired the artists and the work that you've selected? And
Well, it's definitely, so sustainability and like those kind of practices, but also like we really wanted to like sustain local economies and communities as well. So it was really also about like creating a platform where people can like directly buy work from artists and like, you know, just produce those economies outside of the commercialization in Sydney. Like there are a few markets out there, but like, for example, like to buy a store, like, I don't know, Finders Keepers or whatever, like, you know, it can be like $800 or something. Like, it can be really expensive. And like, you know, how are you supposed to make it if you're an emerging artist when it's like that? So 107 Projects has like always been a kind of non-for-profit space dedicated to the arts in Sydney. And so they provide like a subsidy there. And like, that's been really amazing. And yeah, we just really wanted to encourage and take this opportunity to collab on sustainability. And kind of, we did try really hard to kind of find people who were interested in, you know, upcycling, recycling, because the truth is like people care and like people, we live in this world, everything like cross-pollinates and people are thinking about it, and that just like translates into their practices. So yeah, we're really excited.
I think an interesting point as you raised is money and how that kind of can intersect with sustainability. How does that kind of manifest for you and what you try to create in starting this dialogue? How do you try and combat like this perception that, you know, you have to be wealthy to be sustainable or what?
Yeah, I think that's a total myth. And I think, I think that like sustainability, it's like you kind of don't have to be wealthy. Like that's the beauty of it, right? It's like you're not like, you know, it's like you're not buying things, you're like you're reusing. And I think it's also great how the conversation has shifted around sustainability over the last kind of 10 years. You know, it was all about recycling kind of, you know, 5-10 years ago. And now it's all about reusing, not putting it in the bin. So it's about kind of using what's already made, which is so exciting for like artists, particularly working in this space.
It's totally just like also about thinking long term, you know. It's like, okay, how's this gonna last? Like, I'm not just thinking short term, which is like, you know, I think just culturally something that naturally people are very short term thinking. And yeah,
but I also think when, you know, you're thinking about art and you buy a piece, when you buy art, it's not something that is meant to be disposable. You know, you buy something and you put it up to cherish and to love and to, you know, hang in your home to be a part of, to give you joy. And I think that's so inherent to what art is meant to do and make you feel as well.
100%.
Yeah, the nexus is kind of a lot stronger than you realize.
Yeah.
When I think we live in a time where being, you know, festive and that kind of thing has gone to become such an unsustainable practice in like this kind of form of indulgence, but it actually at its core is not, if that makes sense.
So yeah.
It's kind of interesting to like come full circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just one last question. How are you hoping people interact on the day and what would you like people to take away from the festival?
Well, it's also a fundraiser for Seed, who are an amazing First Nations arm of AYCC. And so all of the profits from the event will be donated to them. I think we just want people to come, learn things, engage, connect, have a good time, think about climate, learn some stuff, because, you know, it's dire times and it's kind of depressing. So we hope that, you know, you could leave with a smile.
Yeah. Just like coming together as community and like doing it together and like meeting people who are like-minded and also like interested about, you know, moving the conversation a bit more than like what's portrayed in the media, you know, because like, you know, there's just like climate denialism and we're like, okay, yeah, there's a whole bunch of people who like actually want to like talk about this proactively and like start moving forward, you know?
Mm-hmm.